Hello, we're going to start the 2012 NFBI State Resolution Committee is now in order. Yay. I'm George Villa. I'm the chair of the committee. I'm going to make a few statements and then I'll call the roll of the committee. For the benefit of the new people, we will have a reading of two resolutions. One of the resolutions will have an amendment due to late changes. All of the discussion will take place on stage. None of the audience participates in the discussion or in the vote. Your responsibility is to become familiar with the resolutions, to talk to your chapter presidents and to fellow Federationists, formulate an opinion, and be ready on Sunday to vote. On Sunday, you will vote to either pass, not pass, or amend the resolutions. All of the discussion will take place just among the members. We'll have a formal reading of the resolution, we'll have a discussion, and then we'll vote on whether we recommend pass or do not pass. The final vote is done on Sunday at the general session, and all of the members will participate. I'll begin by calling the roll. Bill Reeve.
Here.
Dave Meyer.
Here.
Denise, Pittman. Denise Avant.
Here.
Mary Lou Grunewald.
Here.
Meg Dowell.
Here.
Who do we have? Ronza Hoffman.
Here.
Steve Estalas.
Here.
Okay, now is there anyone I missed? I'm trying to...
Rose Sloan,
I'm sorry.
I'm here.
Rose is a new member of the committee, as is Meg Dowell. Chris Schreck is also a member, but he's not here. We had three new members of the committee. Sorry about that, Rose.
It's okay.
Okay, Debbie Stein has graciously agreed to read the resolutions. We'll start out with resolution 2012-01.
Can you hear me?
No.
Yeah. How's that? Can you get it any closer to me?
Whoa,
you can't.
Just the height of
yeah, okay. How's that? Okay. NFBI Resolution 2012. Resolution 2012-01. Whereas the right to vote in Illinois is as crucial for those who are blind as it is for all other citizens throughout the state, and whereas those who are blind have as much of a right to engage in a voting experience that is as independent and trouble-free as all other segments of the population, and whereas Equip for Equality, a law firm which advocates for the rights of people with disabilities, including those who are blind, and that among those rights is the right to vote efficiently and independently, and whereas Equip for Equality has made extensive efforts to ensure a smooth transition to independent voting for those who are blind by providing seminars on the Help America Vote Act, providing forums where representatives from the Board of Elections of Chicago have given presentations on how blind people may engage in early voting and absentee voting. And whereas in 2010, Equip for Equality invited blind voters to participate in a survey where they could comment on the usability of equipment in their polling places, as well as the training or lack of training of individual election judges on the said voting equipment. And whereas, as a result of these programs provided Equip for Equality, the voting process has become smoother, and those who are blind throughout the for those who are blind throughout the greater Chicago area. Now, therefore, Be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois and Convention assembled this day left blank of October 7, 2012. There was a blank there also. In the city of Chicago, Illinois, that this organization commend Equip for Equality for their continuing effort to ensure a smooth voting process for those who wish to vote independently.
Thank you, Debbie. Dave Meyer? Dave?
Yes.
You had sponsored the resolution. Do you have anything to say? A few words on the behalf of the resolution. Thank you, Dave. Do we have a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
Second. It's been moved and second that we adopt the resolution. Is there any further discussion on the resolution? Any further discussion? I call the question. All those in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Please say nay. The resolution will get a recommendation of due pass. Thank you. Before we read the second resolution, I need to say this. There were late-breaking developments, and we had several amendments. We combined that into one, and we'll read the amendment after. We have had many emails, many telephone calls. There's quite a bit that goes on behind the scenes. And we generally reach a consensus as far as resolutions go. And we word it so all of us can more or less agree to it. Now we'll have a reading for the second resolution. Debbie?
Resolution 2012, number 2, calling on RTA to ensure non-visual access to regional open standards fair payment system. Whereas Public Act 970085 of 2011, RTA reduced transfer costs, requires the Regional Transportation Authority, RTA, and its service boards to implement a regional open standards fare payment system. And whereas the Chicago Transit Authority, CTA Bus and Rail, and Pace Suburban Bus are jointly working to implement an open standards fare system. And whereas Metra Commuter Rail has not joined CTA and PACE and is studying implementation of this system. Whereas, this legislation gives the service boards until January 1st, 2015 to implement open standards fare system. And whereas, this system, now being planned, will supersede the former universal fare card and will encompass debit or credit cards with which customers can pay fares directly. And whereas these open standards fare media will include, but are not limited to, debit and credit cards, smart cards to which fare can be added, passes sold from ticket vending machines and retail customer service locations, and compatible mobile phones later. And whereas these fare media will work on all fixed route services, CTA, PACE, and METRA, and whereas CTA and METRA have made fare card and ticket vending machines accessible to blind and visually impaired customers with a combination of Braille and speech for many years, and whereas blind and visually impaired customers have been able to buy tickets or cards, check fare value, and add value using cash, debit, or credit cards. And whereas the National Federation of the Blind advocates for non-visual access in many aspects of daily life, now therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this 7th day of October 2012 in the city of Chicago, Illinois, that this organization call upon the RTA to continue the tradition of non-visual access in all transactions related to managing and using fare media of Chicago area transit systems, and be it further resolved that this organization call upon the RTA to consult with the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois to ensure that these open standards fare media and related equipment, ticket vending machines, turnstiles, and fare boxes be independently accessible to and usable by blind and visually impaired persons. Yes, that's it.
Thank you, Debbie. Steve Estalas?
Yes.
Steve, you have a few words to say on the resolution. And also, please give us an overview on the late changes which have been made by the various agencies involved.
Okay. Many of us may have heard approximately a week ago about a fare program that CTA and PACE are working on called Ventra, V-E-N-T-R-A. That does not change the sense of the resolution. It just changes some of the technicalities. And so to incorporate the late-breaking developments in this whole process, we made an amended version of the resolution with various changes. The changes are essentially technical to reflect recent developments. They don't change the sense of the resolution about our advocacy for non-visual access in public transit fare payments in the Chicago region. I would note that Jamal Powell and encouraged that we write that we take a position that this resolution supports, and Jamal and I worked on this draft, and several other members of the committee had questions and suggestions, and I appreciate everybody's involvement and interest in the subject. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. There were many emails and telephone calls regarding the resolution and the changes and late-breaking things on it. It is my policy not to call upon general members of the Federation or take comments or statement from the floor. However, in this case, I'm going to make an exception. We had a lot of work done by Jamal Powell, and Jamal and Steve worked together on this along with others. I think, Jamal, are you here?
Yes, I am.
All right, Jamal, do you have some insight to add to it?
Well, a brief history of this resolution. I suggested to Steve and others that we pursue this after attending a RTA ADA Advisory Committee meeting, I believe it was back in August, where they were talking about implementation of an open standards fare system. And I even made a comment at during the public comment portion stating the fact that I hopefully non-visual access will be involved in these open standard fare systems. And people from the various agencies says, yes, they will. However, I thought that perhaps the resolution was necessary to strengthen our position to be sure to put on the minds of the service boards that non-visual access needed to be addressed. And so Steve and I worked diligently with this resolution, exchanged emails and comments about language. He met for lunch to talk about language last month. It's a good resolution. It's a strong resolution. It's a resolution commending the past work that the service boards have done for non-visual access and suggested to them that they continue on their work in the future with this new fare system that moves forward.
Okay, thank you, Jamal. Now, at this time, we're going to read the amendments, not the amendments, but the actual, we made a one big amendment to the resolution. I'll ask Debbie to read that. We will vote on the amendment, and then we will vote on the resolution. Debbie, please.
Okay. The title remains the same. Whereas Public Act 970085 of 2011, RTA Reduced Transfer Costs, requires the Regional Transportation Authority, RTA, and its service boards to implement a regional open standards fare payment system, and whereas the Chicago Transit Authority, CTA, Bus and Rail, and Pace Suburban Bus are jointly working to implement Ventra, an open fares, open standards fare system, and whereas, to date, Metra Commuter Rail has not joined Ventra with CTA and Pace and is studying implementation of an open standards fare system, and whereas, this legislation gives the service boards until January 1st, 2015 to implement the open standards fare system. And whereas this system, now being planned, will supersede the former universal fare card and will encompass debit or credit cards with which customers can pay fares directly. And whereas these open standards fare media will include but are not limited to debit and credit cards, smart cards to which fares can be added, passes sold from ticket and vending machines, and retail customer service locations, and compatible mobile phones later. And whereas CTA will implement Ventra in 2013, Pace will implement it in 2013 on fixed route bus services, and on paratransit in 2014, and whereas CTA and Metra have made fare cards and ticket vending machines accessible to blind and visually impaired customers with a combination of Braille and speech for many years, and whereas blind and visually impaired customers have been able to buy tickets or cards, check fare value, and add value using cash, debit, or credit cards, and whereas the National Federation of the Blind advocates for non-visual access in many aspects of daily life, now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this 7th day of October, 2012, in the city of Chicago, Illinois, that this organization call upon the RTA to continue the tradition of non-visual access in all transactions related to managing and using fare media for Chicago area transit systems. And be it further resolved that this organization call upon the RTA and its service boards to consult with the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois to ensure that these open standard fare media, including Ventra and related equipment, ticket vending machines, turnstiles, and fare boxes, be independently accessible to and usable by blind and visually impaired persons.
Thank you, Debbie. Is there a move to adopt? It's been second, please.
Second.
It's been moved and second to adopt. We've had the reading of the amendment. The resolution committee received emails a few days before the convention and had more time to review it than we have presently on stage. Is there any discussion regarding the amendment? Any discussion regarding the amendment? I call a question on the amendment. All in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The amendment is passed. Now we will vote actually on the resolution itself. We've covered all of the material on it. Does anyone have anything to say regarding the amendment as it stands? Any discussion? Any discussion? I call the question. All in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Thank you. We will give a recommendation of do pass. We have some announcements coming up. Before we do that, I'd like to thank the committee and our unofficial members of the committee, Linda Villa and Debbie Stein, for all of the help they've had given us regarding the resolutions. I especially appreciate the input from the new members. Patty, do we have an additional statement?
I just would reiterate the thank you that you just extended.
Who's going to read?
Dave Myers up next. This is a I'm going to let Dave explain it, but the bottom line here is that we've had concerns expressed regarding the Newsline survey. So I contacted Sharon Ruda and asked her about what's happening with the survey. She sent me a response via email, and we have her permission to share it. We're sharing it for two reasons. Number one, as I see it, is that I want people to hear the response of the library. This is an official response. She knew we'd be reading it at convention. And the second reason is because we may want you guys to respond to what she said so that we can continue this dialogue about the Newsline survey. Dave, are you ready?
I am.
All right, you want to stand or sit? Or?
I'll stand.
All right.
Oops, I'm just looking for... Okay.
Might just be.
Use this one. Here's the.
I've got. Oh.
Here's the cordless. I got another stand.
Whoops. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Okay. I did reduce some of the email portions of the email that are email specific, so I will begin. Starting in. Whoops, am I coming through?
Yes.
Okay. Starting in November of 2011, the Illinois State Library Talking Book and Braille Service began to survey individuals who are subscribers to the NFB Newsline R, a service sponsored and administrated by the Illinois State Library. Although this survey was approved by our Consumer Advisory Committee, we have learned that some people have questions regarding the project. This is a project we do every 2 or 3 years. We do this in conjunction with the annual review of Talking Book and Braille Service readers. Every year, according to National Library Service procedures, we review our Talking Book clients to remove from our program database anyone who is deceased, from whom we have received returned mail / location unknown. People who called us and told us to cancel their service for a number of reasons, etc. We follow through and make changes regarding each situation. It is our administrative responsibility to keep our records as up-to-date as possible. 5 attempts have been made to contact subscribers who have not responded to the survey. Number 1, a large print letter was sent to 1,351 subscribers in November of 2011. We received 334 responses. Number 2, a follow-up mailing was sent in March to those who did not respond. Number 3, beginning in July, staff at the Chicago at the Chicago office of the Illinois State Library have been making calls to 689 subscribers who did not respond to the second mailing. A response was required if the patron wished to continue Newsline R. A voice message was left with instructions to call an 800 number if the individual wished to continue the subscription. Number 4, if phone numbers given, number 4, if phone numbers given to us by subscribers through our database were discontinued, additional sources including the National Newsline R database record phone number, whitepages.com, personal contact numbers, etc., were used to attempt to reach the subscribers. Number 5, if we were unable to reach subscribers through the above processes, the final attempt was an email. We are receiving responses to the email. If we are unable to communicate with people after trying numerous times, they will be removed from the database. I'm sure you know being deleted from the Newsline list is not a problem. If someone is inadvertently deleted, a single call gets him, her reinstated, and at the same time allows us to update his, her record. Updating changes of address or telephone numbers is critical for any entity that administers a subscription program. It is the responsibility of the subscribers to keep their records up to date. If you move or get a cell phone and drop your landline, the Illinois State Library talking book and Braille service needs that information. An invaluable part of this survey is that David Meyer, our Newsline, our mentor, is getting lots of referrals to people who need who need assistance and training. This is beneficial for those who answered our survey, noting that they found Newsline R too hard to use or didn't know anything about it. The Illinois State Library Talking Book and Braille Service understands how important Newsline is to our patrons, and we are pleased that Newsline will continue to enhance the lives of those who use the service. Sharon Ruda, Assistant Director, Illinois State Library. Any, Patty, any comments?
As Dave was reading, Carl asked me one of the pertinent questions here, which is, are they doing the same thing with other library services? And I think the answer is clearly that they're not as aggressive about culling the lists on other services. Now, I also want to make a point to everybody who's with us, NFB. The people who have contacted me about being taken off the list really did boil down to the, gee, I didn't bother to tell the library when I moved. We're not helping ourselves if that's the case. We do need to take enough responsibility that when you move or you eliminate a landline, you call and contact the library. I am looking for people who did get cut from the list and did not move and forget to tell the library, so that we can get some examples of why this might really be an issue, besides the fact that it's just simply raising angst levels amongst Newsline users. So that's my preliminary comment. Carl, do you have something to add here?
Yeah, I was just thinking. It's,
yeah.
If they're not doing the same thing with the library services, by that I mean the Braille and Talking Book distribution, it seems like a standard that Newsline is being held to that the other library services are not being held to.
And that really is the concern. Are they holding Newsline to a different standard from the standard that they use for Braille and Talking Book services, the cassette, the Bard, the anything else?
You need to either give them the mic or just like you
Madam
did.
I repeated.
Radio yeah. Reading.
Dave, you're close enough. Come get the mic because we are streaming.
I think there is perhaps a comment worth noting here. When you sign up for library services, unless you specifically state that you wish to request your own materials and that you wish for no materials at all unless you actually request them, and if you don't download, I believe the library generally puts you on a thing called subject profile, which means that you get at least one book a month and often more than that, whether you really want them or not.
Oh, yeah.
It takes one book a year to continue your eligibility with the Talking Book and Braille service, as it takes one use of Newsline a year to theoretically be counted as an active user. That's not much. However, what's a little contrary with using Newsline is that you don't get to have it dumped in your lap. You actually have to do something to use it, which is contrary to how library services are often administered.
I think it's really crucial that we do a couple of things. Number one, we're going to have a state legislator here tomorrow. Senator Kotowski will be with us. I intend to thank him for Newsline. I'm not sure he knows what it is, but I'm sure he will after tomorrow. And we all need to be very enthusiastic about that so the legislature knows that this is a very important service to us. We also need to let the library know that it's a really important service, both in a positive way, to say, hey, thanks, I'm glad you sponsored this, and by saying, hey, don't mess with this. And I think it would be a good idea if some of us, you know, especially sent emails to the people who administer Newsline, and Deb is the one that I usually contact, to say, hey, thank you, I really enjoy the service. Do look for these surveys, too. I know they're coming in large print, and that's the other thing problem that I have with this. It really wasn't sent out in a medium that many of us can use. And it wasn't started via email, although they are finishing with email before they dump anyone, which is a good thing. But we may want to express the fact that we'd like to get this stuff in an accessible media from the beginning. And large print may be an accessible media for some of us, but it isn't for me anymore, and it isn't for a lot of us anymore. So I think that those are the concerns that we want to express. I intend to take your comments and Dave and my comments and respond to Sharon as NFBI president. So throughout the weekend, you can approach me and tell me what you'd like me to say in that, and then we will probably publish my response since we've already published hers. And I intend to continue this dialogue on several levels. Does anybody have anything to add now?
Avant.
Denise, can you get a mic?
One right here. Just for the record, it may appear to the library that a lot of us are not using Newsline because we do it all electronically. We use our iPhones, or we may download them to our Victor or our BookSense, whatever device we have to have that we have to use Newsline. So I really think that the library needs to understand, Sharon needs to understand that Newsline is important to us, and that even if we're not calling in all the time, every day, that there's still quite a number of us who are using this service.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. I hardly ever call in anymore. I almost always use the Newsline app for the iPhone. I do make a point of calling in at least once a month just to make sure that I'm registering somehow on the service. Anybody else? All right, I have a couple of quick announcements. We will be back in here at 6 o'clock for the tech demonstrators to come in and present. Each of them will have 10 minutes or so to tell us their latest and greatest. So please join us back in here at 6. IAB's IDLE will begin at 7:30. And I want to thank especially George and the committee. George never thanks himself, of course, but thank you, George, for a job well done, as always.
Thank you.
And I would be amiss if I didn't add a thank you to Dave. Dave's very quiet sometimes, but this Newsline coordination takes immense hours of work, and it's often unappreciated because he's dealing with stuff like this. So let's give Dave a hand, too. All right, George, I'm going to turn it back to you. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. This concludes the committee's report. Be prepared on Sunday to vote on the resolutions. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Debbie, thank you, Mike.